This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, I began considering what it meant in 1 Peter 3:19 through 20 when it says Jesus was raised from the dead by the Spirit and went in the power of the Spirit to preach to the spirits in prison. If you read commentaries on this, you'll find there are a number of possibilities in what is meant here. One is that when Noah preached righteousness for 120 years while building the ark, he did so under the Spirit of Christ. Another is that the spirits in prison were fallen angels who abandoned their position of authority, mentioned in 2 Peter 2:4 and Jude 6. Another is that Jesus preached in his spirit between the time he died and when he was raised to the spirits in prison who disobeyed Noah's warning. Some say Jesus was offering them a second chance, but this is not consistent with what is described in Luke 16:19 through 31. Others believe he proclaimed his victory, thus sealing the judgment they received for rejecting God's message. In each view, the fact remains, as Peter points out, that among the whole population during Noah's day, only a few people, 8 in all, were saved. Their testimony of faith and obedience, as seen in their building the ark and entering it as the flood started, has been a public witness down through history, even as baptism is a public testimony of standing firm in one's commitment to faith and obedience. Jesus was right when he said, "Enter through the narrow gate, for small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Matthew 7:13 through 14. I hope you've gone through the small gate and are walking the narrow road.